ADOT received environmental clearance and geotechnical engineers began drilling shafts to deploy equipment called inclinometers. These plastic pipes measure slope movement at a specific location. ADOT is also using other tools to learn what's happening underneath the foundation of US 89, including three-dimensional laser scanners to map the landslide from the ground and an aerial digital terrain map created by flying above the ground. There's no timetable to reopen the highway, which has approximately 500 feet of damage, including 150 feet of pavement that settled 4 to 6 feet due to a landslide and failure of the slope. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.